from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Let's start in college basketball. Wichita State's Greg Marshall was named the winner of the Henry Iba Award, given each year to the top men's college basketball coach. Meanwhile, UW-Whitewater men's coach Pat Miller named the National Division III Coach of the Year. Miller led the Warhawks to their second NCAA championship in 3 years on Saturday night. The Badgers continue to prepare for their matchup with Baylor Thursday night in the NCAA tournament. Bo Ryan said it was halftime adjustments that were key in the comeback win over Oregon the other night.
You don't stop fast breaks by just the crowd making noise, which was fantastic. But you have to get your bodies in position. You have to get your bodies shutting off the driving lines, things like that, and covering three-point shooters. That was the big difference. And to be able to handle that smack in the face in the first half and come back and deliver one of our own says a lot about this group.
Trayvon Jackson says they have a lot of trust in each other.
We try to have a lot of faith in each other. I think that, you know, we go through ups and downs throughout the game, and encouragement is huge for us in terms of picking each other up, and whether that's just, you know, encouraging through speaking or doing something.
The NFL owners are having their offseason meetings in Orlando, Florida, and they decided to make teams wait until they clinch playoff spots before selling postseason tickets. The Business Journal said the mandate was approved yesterday. The Packers were already looking to make a change after 40,000 playoff seats originally went unsold for the Packers' playoff loss to San Francisco. The Bucks lost to the Clippers in L.A. last night, 106-98. Lottery-bound Bucks lost for the eighth straight time overall and the fifth straight to L.A. They'll host the Lakers tomorrow night. Also, the Brewers back in action today after a day off. They take on the Giants in spring ball. With opening day just 6 days away, the Brewers still have competition for a couple of roster spots. Elian Herrera and Jeff Bianchi are still in contention for the final bench spot, and four relievers are still in the running for three spots in the bullpen. Also, the UW Board of Regents has given Badger football coach Gary Anderson a pay raise. He was recently granted a one-year contract extension, which keeps a five-year package ahead of him. Anderson's salary will be $2.2 million in his second year in Madison and will rise by $100,000 in each year of the deal. And the Woodchucks announced the signing of another player. The University of Georgia outfielder Connor Welton will be spending the summer in Wausau playing for the Chucks. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.